Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle-elect Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you guys dropped by this morning to experience the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We thank you so very much, and we ask that you will continue to like and share the broadcast. Now, guys, remember that number, those of you guys are listening in through the World Wide Web, you can call in. This is a live broadcast. You can call in, and that number is 563-999-3628. That number, again, is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that would like prayer, or you would like to share your testimony, or you guys would just like to say how the broadcast has been blessing you, you could do so by just calling in on that number. Press the number 1, and that would acknowledge us to let us know that you guys would like to speak. And again, we thank you so very much. We thank you so very much for all that you do. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Amen. As you guys already know, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer and speak to our Father on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for all that you do. Father, we thank you for the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of all that we go through. God, we're just excited about what you're doing in this hour and in this time. Father, we appreciate you for on every hand. God, we understand and know if it had not been for you on our side, Father, where would we be? God, we would be like a ship that's tossed and driven and battered by an angry sea. But because your hand of mercy and your hand of grace and your hand of peace and your hand of joy and your hand of strength and your hand of wisdom, God has guided us, God, through all of the tribulations and trials of this life. And we just thank you for all that you do, God. And we ask that you would continue to gird us up, God. God, in this endeavor that we do on a day-to-day basis, God. God, I will walk with you, Father. We ask that you would guide our feet. God, guide our minds, guide our tongues, oh God. God, and guide our actions on today. God, because we understand, God, that we can make a mess of some things. But, Lord, if you before us, my God, today, who can be against us? We can't even be against ourselves, Lord, when you are for us, oh, God. So we thank you, Lord God, in advance for all things being made well. Now, God, we pray for those that are troubled in their spirit today, God. God, the ones that are troubled in my minds, oh, God, ones that are troubled in their hearts on this morning, God. God, we ask that you would give them comfort on today. And as the man of God come forth today and bring a mighty word of shift, a mighty word of transition, a mighty word of change, God, our prayer this morning, God, is, God, that you would impart into them, God, that they need, God, to be able to receive, God, that which you have presented for them to have. God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. God, we thank you in advance for all things. Come on, God, we thank you for all things being made well this morning. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is going to be Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse number 1. And it simply says, be imitators of Christ, children. Be imitators of Christ. That's a powerful statement right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's a powerful scripture on this morning. I'm not going to tap dance on that too much, but that's a powerful scripture on this morning. That's something that we need to impart into us on this morning. Be imitators of Christ. Amen. 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 Be imitators of Christ. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in to us. We thank you so very much for all that you do. We appreciate you so much. We're consistently and constantly praying for you, because we understand that you guys that are overseas, your job is not an easy job. The thing that you do for the Lord is not an easy thing. So we want you to know that we are praying for you. Those of you all who have put your hand to the plow and have gone out into the highways and hedges, you have gone out into the byways and you are compelling them to come. We want to let you know that we are praying for you, because we understand, again, that job is not an easy job. It's a thankless job sometimes. It's a job that requires us to put ourselves on the back burner when we are out doing the work of the Lord. Amen. So I want you to know that we are praying for you, and we thank God for those of you who are giving your lives in this time where they're coming to your villages and coming into your region, and they're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those of you all that are listening in on the other side of the world, we want to say thank you, because we know sometimes you're huddled up listening to the gospel. You're huddled up in places to where if they heard about you listening to the gospel, I'm just trying to use the right word right now, Lord. You could be punished for your giving of your life to Jesus Christ. And we want you to know, we know where you are. We know what you're going through. We know what you're experiencing. And we're praying that God's hand of mercy and grace is continually covering you, continuing protecting you. Where our freedoms to speak about Jesus Christ and to speak about our faith on the streets of this world has been challenged. But it has not been to the point to where we're experiencing what you're experiencing. But listen, we're with you in the fight. We want you to know that all things are going to work together for your good. The only thing you got to do is just trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. He will make a way out of no way. He is a strength to you. He is a power to you. He is a grace to you, and he is a wisdom to you, and he is a protector to you. We want you to know that on today. So we thank God for you guys. We thank God for all that you do, and we ask that you will continually pray for us, because we're going to continually pray for you. Amen. God bless you. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge you guys, all of our great countries. And we thank you again for being a part. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have China, Hong Kong, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. And we thank God for each and every last one of you guys, again, for partnering up with us and connecting with us on all the social media pages. We thank you guys for the likes and shares. Remember to go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You could become a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and you will get a alert when the broadcast is going live. We post the broadcast after it's done. We post the broadcast, and you can actually go back and listen to the archive messages. So we would love for you guys to be a member of the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook family, and you guys can connect and do that as well. So we're just excited again about what God is doing, and we ask you guys, remember to call in to share with us your testimony, or you just want to share how the broadcast is blessing you. And that number again, one more time, is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you guys would like to speak, or you guys just want to share your testimony, or you just want to say how the broadcast has blessed you. And again, that number is 563-999-3628. Please press 1 to let us know that you guys are listening, that you're going to speak. Amen. Our guest today is none other than the pastor of the Triumphant Church, none other than Pastor Tim Dixon. He will be with us on this morning. And man, I'm telling you, this man of God has a word for us today. Our theme this month has been the shift. Our theme this month has been the shift. Now, I want you to realize something with that being said. Now, we have to understand that in this time and in this season, that God is requiring us to move. God is requiring us to move. And this is what these men of God have come and have spoken into our lives. The first speaker for us this month was none other than Pastor Jorge Flores. And if I tell you that he spoke such a prophetic word, it was so profound. It was to the point to where the man of God wept the whole time that he spoke. My God, I'm telling you, this thing is real. This shift is real. This transition is real. I cannot wait to hear what Pastor Dixon has to share with us on this morning. I'm just excited. I'm chomping at the bit right now, waiting for him to come on. But listen, guys, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and you can get in where you fit in, as they say. You can get in where you fit in and join the conversation by dialing 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. And come on in and join in on the conversation. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Miracles happen
Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Everybody. Church. Let the 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 church.
church say? Let the church say, man. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does, song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong.
Amen, amen, amen. Our guest is having a few little technical difficulties. He's actually working on it now. He should be with us here shortly. But I just wanted to come on and just give us some encouraging words before we come on this morning. And just to encourage your heart, to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at on today, know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. We struggle sometimes in places that sometimes we need to give over to God. He said to take all of our cares and cast it upon him, for he cares for us. And one of the most important things that we need to learn, people of God, is this, is that we cannot, there is no job that God can't handle, and there's nothing that we carry that we can't give over to God. No matter what it is, where you are, or what you're dealing with, no matter how the situation may look, because sometimes we look at the situation, ladies and gentlemen, and we see how hard the trials are. We saw how tough the tribulations are. We see how the tears are falling out of our faces, and we see how our hearts are wrenched with pain and frustration and anger. But guess what? We don't even have to be in that place. We can just take that thing and just lay it at the master's feet. And he loves us just that much that he'll take care of all of our trials and our tribulations. We have to learn how to just be obedient to his word. For his word says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know the end of the thing, but the Father does. Our Lord and Savior knows the end of the thing, because he said in his word, he said it just like this to us. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, our end and God's end is two different ends. Come on, let me help you real quick. All the time, God's end and our end is always a different look. Because watch this here. Where we look at him coming one way, he'll come another. Where we'll sit and we'll watch for God to be coming over the horizon, and you'll be already standing on the side of us. Come on. We'll be looking for him in the valley, and watch here. He'll be on the mountaintop. We'll look for him on the mountaintop, and he'll be in the trees. Come on. God is one of those gods that's always forever changing how he's going to come in, because he don't want us to get comfortable of thinking this is how he's going to always come. Because watch this. Every test, there is a test. Come on here and help me this morning. In every test, there is a testimony. We're tested on every side. We're part of the Bible tells us that we're hard pressed on every side. He said we're perplexed, but we're not in despair. He said we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. When we learn how to lean on God and know that in the midst of all of the trouble, the trials, the tribulations, the hurt, the pain, and the frustrations of life, God is still in control. Come on here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. There is a place called complete in God, but we have to learn how to understand that along the way, come on here, it's needful that we go through Samaria. It's needful that come on here. It's needful that we will go along this way. Because if we don't ever go through this way, we'll never know that we can overcome. Oh, Lord. Who am I preaching to this morning? You'll never know that you're strong enough to bear the weight of that thing that was on you. You'll never know that you can be a testimony to somebody, watch this here, that has cancer and you didn't got healed. You'll never, come on. You'll never know that you can be that person that has been brokenhearted and watch this, God raised you from that place. You've been tests and trials all throughout your life. But if you never went through it, you can never be the words of wisdom that'll say that you can do it. You can go ahead on and rise to the occasion, because God has imparted into you. He's put some things down on the inside of you to push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. He put some things, come on and help me this morning. He put some things down on the inside of you that no matter how bad it may seem on the outside, no matter how rough it may seem on the outside, God is working that thing out. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Peter wouldn't have never knew that he could walk out on water until he tried it. Come on here. Peter wouldn't have never known know that he can do it if he never stepped out on nothing. And God created a something out of his nothing. Can I help you this morning? Can I get you to walk out on some water this morning? Can I come on here and step out on the water with me? Because watch this here. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your birthplace, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. That you've got to learn how to allow God to be in the midst of it. Now, wait a minute now. I know a lot of y'all are saying that Paul and Peter began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. He wasn't on the water but for a little while in the trials and tribulations of life. The storm started to rise a little too high. The tribulations started to get a little too tough. Situations and circumstances got a little out of hand. And he had to call on the name of Jesus. Most of y'all would consider that as a fail. But what I would call maybe is a testimony. Oh, Lord, I call that a win-win. Not only did I step out on the water and stood on that thing, and I walked for a little while, but when I got in trouble, when my back wasn't up against the wall, when I started to sink, only thing I said was, help me, Lord. God, help me right up in here. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice this morning, you've been in a situation to where you had to cry out, help me, Lord. I wish I had about 3, maybe 4 of y'all that was on the line with me that would scream out, help me, Lord. I know that it's hurt. I know that it's hurtful. I know that it left you for dead. I know that it accused you. I know that it called you out your name. I know that they switch you up, centralize your name across this country. But guess what? At the end of the night, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost at the end of the day, God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Because God has a way of making everything work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, people of God, we struggle. We struggle. We get weary and well-doing. Come on, and let me bless you right quick. We all struggle. He said, I reckon. Oh, Lord, he said, I reckon that the troubles and trials and tribulations of this time is not worthy to reveal to the glory. See, you got to go through something in order to get the glory. Oh, Lord. I'm one of those people that's like this. I never try to analyze anybody's walk with God because I don't know what they done been through. Hello, lights and laws. I ain't going to give them about 2 or 3 amens off of this one. I don't analyze nobody's walk with God because I don't know what they've been through. See, because we'll see somebody on the street right now and we'll just automatically judge that street person that's walking. He's homeless. What he do to get out here? We don't know what he been through. And this little world may be. Come here and let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your better purpose and drive you to your destiny. This man very well may be a CEO of a company. That man might have been somebody's daddy. That man might have been somebody's boss. That man might have been a creator of some type of device or instrument that changed the world. And he winded up in a bad place. Come on here. But let me help you. There is a glory that's still a call, Lord. Have mercy this morning. There's a glory that's still attached to that man's life. He may not see it. We may not see it. But the God that created him, come here. The God that created him, he sees it and he knows that the only thing he got to do is just turn his head back toward me. Turn and change his gaze from his condition to his problem solver. Come on. He got to change his gaze from being brokenhearted, being downtrodden, being in a place where they don't understand and they don't see, but he's still working. That hang out for your good. He's come here, people of God, and allow me to elevate your mind. When the next time you ride by somebody, you're going to have a whole new outlook because you just automatically assumed that 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 person was there because of some kind of drug addiction. So now, don't get me wrong. We might run into a few of them, but we don't know where they are. We don't know where they came from. We don't know what condition that jacks them there. But I'm just so excited that God would step into the room and show up just on time. I'm excited to see what God is going to work out for that good. I'm just excited. I'm just excited to see how God will do what he said he's going to do. We need to understand that God is able to come into our condition and into our situation, and he will change that thing and make it work for our good. But my question to you this morning, as we sit and we revelate in God's word, how many of y'all under the sound of my voice, you yourself, my God, help me right up in here, you right there, you yourself, you have been misdiagnosed. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You've been misdiagnosed by the condition that you're in. Oh, Lord. You've been misdiagnosed because of the condition that you're in. You've been misdiagnosed. Come on here and let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. You've been misdiagnosed by the place that you're in. You've been called all types of names. You've been called Susie, the neighborhood floozy. The wine head. Come on. You been called some of everything. They done misdiagnosed you. They don't realize that the test in your life is the glory. My God, this morning, there's a glory that's attached to your life. Don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. That was stuck right there in the city of my never-dying soul. We got to understand God is yet working behind the scenes when it comes to our life. God is still working behind the scenes when it comes to what he's doing. Don't discount me. Don't count me out. Just because I don't look like you, sound like you, act like you, walk like you, talk like you, sound like you, oh Lord, read the word like you, pray like you, don't discount me, because I know that God is not through with me yet. Hey God, thank you, for he is still working on my life, and I am blessed to be a blessing for somebody else. And this is just a side note. This is a side note, and this is my closing remark. This is my side note to you. Your testimony is not always for you. That was free. I usually charge $19.95 for that, but that's free. That's free. Listen, your testimony, your test is not always for you, because it's developing a testimony that you can share with somebody else. And this is the mind-boggling thing. This is what behooves me. This is what behooves me. What behooves me is this. We sit back and we think because that person is going through a test that they ain't worthy of a testimony. I beg to differ. The reasoning for the test is for God to get a testimony out of your life. And I'm done. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm done. But listen. Listen, remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Our guest will be coming on here shortly, Pastor Tim Dixon. He will be with us here shortly. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubt. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief.
Cortez, let the power fall. Amen, amen. Listen, our guest is here. Our guest is here with us this morning. We're going to go ahead on. We're not going to hold him any longer. We're going to go ahead and release him to release what he has to share with the people on this morning. Listen, guys, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Tim Dixon. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Douglas. I am so delighted to be on the air with you and your listeners today. I am truly grateful for the opportunity just to be a part of something that's God. And let me just clarify, I don't classify everything as God. There's some things that's good, but there's other things that's God. And I'm always privileged to be a part of anything that is God. So thank you so very much for thinking enough of us to invite us to the broadcast today.
Amen. Amen. Right. Amen. Listen, man of God, whatever direction the Lord leads you this morning, we're here. We're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me also just commend you for the awesome word that you just imparted into the lives of others. And I just pray that word reaches the four corners of the earth, because certainly people have been misdiagnosed, and the misdiagnosis is based on the misinformation. And I often tell people, only God can diagnose you. And we got to stop listening to people who sometimes unintentionally misdiagnosed because of misinformation, but believe who God says you are. And it was interesting that you shared that this morning, because I was in a conversation last night that kind of spin off from a conversation at church on yesterday, where a person said about another person, it's kind of like they went too far, you know. And I just talked about earlier yesterday that you know, I didn't get a second chance. I got another chance. And that's the only reason why I'm still on God's team, not because he gave me a second chance, but because he gave me another chance. And And so we're kind of talking about that after church. And one guy kind of referenced another individual who felt like he ran out of chances. But no, you don't run out of chances until the role is called. And until God calls the role, there's another chance. And people, sadly but true, people have feel like, because people have been made to think that they've run out of chances. But God says he's not the God of a second chance. He's a God of another chance. And that misinformation leads to misdiagnosis, which keeps people or prevents people from missing their purpose. And let me just share with the listeners on today, your purpose has not been canceled because of mistakes or mishaps, or failures or blunders. Your purpose has not been canceled. I feel the need to say this morning that this is your hour, this is your season to get back up. Let me just share, this is your hour, this is your season to get back up. Let me tell you something. This is, listen to me this morning, this is your hour, this is your season to get back up. Oh my God, this is your hour, this is your season to get back up. I know what they might have said, I know how they might feel, but let me tell you, God says this is your season, this is your opportunity to get back up. And stop focusing on why it happened. Stop focusing on how it happened, but to know your responsibility in this season is to get back up. Because people will say things to you. People will feel certain ways about you that will make you feel like you're unworthy. But the Lord is saying directly to many this morning, you're still on the team. Now, listen, you are still on the team. Let me give you something to shout about this morning. God says you are still on the team. So what you're supposed to do at this moment is get up and get back in the game. At the Chaplain Church, where I serve as pastor, we are helping people to understand the entire month of August that it's all aboard season. It's time to get on board. It's all hands on deck. It's the fact that God needs, God has purpose you for a time like this, because you have what the kingdom needs. Let me help you this morning. You have what the kingdom needs. And in this hour, it's not about appeasing people. It's about pleasing the king. And you have what it takes. Listen, I know what you may have been said. I know how you may have been treated. But let me give you the truth this morning. You have what it takes to please the king. And this, in this hour, in this season, it is not the time to think about how other people may feel. Let me tell you something. There's some folks who rather see you die on the sideline. There's some people who rather see you exit the stadium. There's some people who rather see you throw in the towel. There's some people who rather see you let go. There's some people who rather see you walk away. But God says, oh my God, get back up and get in the game. God says there is still need for you. God says, but your experiences are needed. God says the lessons that you've learned from fakes and mishaps are needed. God says there's a nation that you have must bless, that there's a people that you must encourage. And God says you are ripe for the season. Oh my, you are ripe for the season. You are ripe for the season. And the lessons that you learn, my God, makes you valuable. The things that you've gone through oh my God, makes you valuable. The experiences that you've had makes you valuable. Oh my God, my God, my God. The encounters makes you valuable. The look like failures makes you valuable because you've learned from it. You grew from it. You've grown closer to God because of it. Oh my, and you are valuable. You are needed. That is a shift that is taking place in the kingdom where those who thought others would be last, my God, God says they are going to be line leaders in this season because they are relevant. They are relatable. They have what it takes. Let me tell you, if people will listen to folks in this season who has experience, who can say, I've been there, who can say, I know from experience, and God says, I have allowed you to have experiences because it's connected to your now assignment, and you cannot complete your assignment if you're not in the game. Let me encourage you this morning to get up and get back in the game. You have not been replaced. Come here for a second, Peter. Peter, after his biggest blunder, Peter, after his worst failure, he thought, oh my God, he thought that he was done with. He thought, oh my God, that it went too far. Other people felt the same way. Other people felt that Peter was automatically eliminated from the group. But when Jesus got up, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee. Oh, my God. He said, Peter, you're still needed. Peter, you're still on the team. He meets Peter in Galilee. He pulls him to the side and says, Peter, get back in the game. Peter, get up. Peter, dust yourself off. Peter, you square your shoulders. Peter, get ready because you're going back in the game. I'm speaking to somebody right now who you thought you had been put off the team, but God says you're getting ready to go back in game. I'm speaking to somebody right now who thought you had gone too far, who thought your last mistake was too big, but oh, God says get ready because you are going back in the game. And let me tell you, people are not going to understand it. People are not going to appreciate it. People are not going to like it because they thought by their estimation, you should no longer be on the team. By their estimation, you no longer deserve to be on the field because they can't forget your last fumble. They can't forget that you dropped the pass. They can't forget that you missed the shot. They cannot forget. They cannot forget that you missed the tackle. You missed it. You missed the field goal. They can't forget it. Huh? And they don't understand why you are showing up. But you're showing up because you've been called to show up. You're showing up because God has summoned you to show up. You're showing up because God says there's a spot for you. There's a place for you. There is a position for you. And God says you got to get ready because you're going in the game. In this season, much of the kingdom effectiveness will be led by people who other folks thought were over with. That much of the kingdom effectiveness will be led by people thought was no longer on the team, that other people thought was not worthy to be on the team. Much of the kingdom effectiveness, those who will advance the kingdom in this season will be Peter. Oh my God, Peter, people who saw individuals fall, saw individuals almost sink. Mind you, I said almost sink. Peter didn't sink. He began to sink. He almost sunk, but they didn't understand. Grace had a grip on Peter, and the only reason, my brother, the only reason you did not sink is because grace had a grip on you. The only reason you didn't go under is because grace had a grip on you. The only reason you didn't drown is because grace had a grip on you. The only reason you didn't give up is because grace had a grip on you. The only reason you didn't throw in the towel is because grace had a grip on you. The only reason you didn't completely let go is because grace had a grip on you. And in this hour, you must get ready to report to duty. I preached yesterday, all hands on deck. I preached just yesterday, all all hands on deck, and that's a naval term. That term, all hands on deck, it has a naval origin. It comes from when the ship is headed toward trouble. It comes from when the ship is headed toward trouble, or they have encountered an emergency, or an unexpected, unforeseen storm, or adverse condition. The captain yells out, all hands on deck. And when they hear the siren sound, when they hear the command go out, all hands on deck, every scheduled program has been interrupted. It doesn't matter if you are resting. It doesn't matter if you are eating. It doesn't matter if you are relaxing. It doesn't matter if you are recuperating. When you hear the siren, when you hear the alarm, when you hear the command, all hands on deck. Anything that you are doing, oh my God, must come to an end. Anything that you engage in must stop abruptly, because that means I got to report to duty. Oh, let me sound the alarm this morning. Let me issue the command this morning. All hands on deck, because our churches, our cities, our communities, our state, our nation is in a state of emergency. And we've got, oh my God, people that are relaxing, people that are living casually, but you're missing the alarm. All hands on deck. You got to report to duty. You have to help to navigate the ship through the storm. You must help navigate the ship to safety. I'm calling you this morning from the north, east, south, and west to report to duty. I don't care how other people feel about you. I don't care what other people say about you. We report to duty. Report to duty. That's an assignment for you. You must help navigate the ship. You must use your experiences. You must use your past. You must use your failures. You must use your blunders to be encouragement for somebody else, because God says people need to hear your story. God says people need to hear you. People need to see that you don't look like what you've been through. You don't sound like what you've experienced. You don't act like what you come out of. You got to report to duty, because you got, that's a nation that you must encourage. That's an entire nation that you must encourage to come here for a second woman at the well. Oh, my God. Jesus met the woman at the well. Jesus prophesied to the woman. Jesus preached to the woman. Jesus, oh, my God, encouraged the woman. And the woman left. Jesus says, go to the city. Go to the city. Go. And she left and went to the city and told everybody about Jesus. And the Bible says the whole town came to meet him. The entire city came to meet him. God says, that's you in this season. God says people are going to hear you. People who once ignored you will now hear you. People who once walked over you will now hear you. People who never thought much of you will now hear you, because that's a word in your belly. That's a word in your belly that did not come from you. It come from the Holy Ghost, and it's going to cause people to hear you. People who brush you off will no longer brush you off. People who pass you by will no longer pass you by. People who pass you up will no longer pass you up. People who walk over you will no longer walk over you, because there's a word in your belly, and people will hear your word. You got to, there's a city. You crying over one person who won't listen to you, but God says stop crying over the one person who won't listen to you, because there's a whole city who's waiting on you. You're crying because one person won't favor you. God says stop crying about that one person who won't favor you. There's an entire city who's waiting on you. God says, I prepared a city for you. God says, I prepared a city for you. God says, I prepared an entire city for you. You must report to duty. All hands on deck. It's gonna take your hand. It's gonna take your energy. It's gonna take your effort. It's gonna take
everything God has placed in you to reach the community. It's going to take everything that you've gone through. It's going to take everything that you've had to deal with. Oh, my God. People are going to be impressed. They're going to be impacted. Not by what you read, but what you see, what you've come out of, what you've gone through. What people will be impacted when they hear your story. Go to the city and tell your story. Stop crying about one person who won't believe you. Stop crying about two or three people who won't support you. Stop crying about four or five people who won't get with you. God says, leave them where they are. So God says, there's a city waiting on you. God says, there's a city who's waiting on you. You're crying about two or three people who won't believe in you, two or three people who won't get with you, two or three people who won't support you. God says, I've already prepared an entire city that's waiting for you. My beloved, I leave you with these words this morning. Watch out for who you allow to speak to you. Watch out for who you allow to speak in your ear. Watch out who you allow to invade your territory. Because people will misdiagnose and cause you to feel like you don't belong. People will cause you to feel like there's not room for you. People will cause you to feel like there's no hope for you, but I bring good news. I bring good tidings to you this morning. God says, this is your season to get back up. This is your season to get back up. This is your season to get back up and report for duty, because you are still on the team. You got to report for duty because you are still on the team. You got to report to camp. You got to report to camp. You got to walk in the locker room with your head high. You must show up, oh my God, with confidence. You must show up eagerness. You must show up with energy, because God says what was is still in the past. God says there's a fresh start today. God says this is a new season. God says this is a fresh beginning. You got to show up and be ready to go in the game. You must show up and be ready to participate. God says this is not the season where you spectate. This is the season where you participate. You're not going to watch. God says last season you watched miracles, but this season you're going to be miracles. God says last season you watched greatness, but this season you are the greatness. God says last season you watched other people prosper, but God says, but this season you're going to prosper. God says this is your season. You got to get back up. You must get back up. God says last season you cry, but this season you laugh. Last season you frown, but this season you smile. Last season you were broke, but this season you have plenty. Last season you were the borrower, but this year you are the lender. This season you are the lender. So get up. Report to duty. Get up. Report to duty. I don't care. I don't care who broke your heart. I don't care who broke your trust. I don't care who betrayed you, who deceived you, who wronged you. Get up. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care what they did to you. Get up. 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 Today, get up. Right now, get up. Make up your mind. This is my time to get up. Get up. I don't care who doesn't like it. I don't care. I don't care who doesn't like it. Get up. Get up. Get up and report to duty. Get up. Get up. All hands on deck. That's a blessing, huh? that's waiting for you. There's a miracle that God wants to perform in you. Oh, my God. God says you got to get up. God says you must get up. God says you've been depressed, but get up. You've been discouraged, but get up. You've been counted out, but get up. You've been forgotten about, but get up and report to duty. God, oh, my God, my God, my God. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Had a moral failure, but get up, get up. Had a financial problem, but get up, get up, get up, get up. Relationship crumbled, but get up, 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 get up. You cried long enough. Oh, get up, get up, get up, get up. You complained long enough. Get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Oh, God says you must report to duty. I hear the songwriter saying, God is not through blessing you. I hear it. You've been waiting on a blessing that just won't seem to come. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Health is challenged. Money is challenged. Relationships are challenged. But God is not through blessing you. These words. Get up. Get up. Get up to duty. All hands on deck. God says you're valuable. God says you have what the kingdom needs. And what the devil meant for bad, God has already planned. God has already purposed. God has already determined how he's going to use the very things that the enemy meant for evil. And God says it will work in your favor. God says it will work in your favor. It will work in your favor. God bless you, kingdom brothers. God bless you, kingdom sisters. God bless you, Pastor Douglas. God bless you. But don't forget, it starts with getting up. 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 Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. For each listener today, we thank you, Lord, that what you have purpose for us this day, God, it will come to pass. We thank you, Lord, that we hear you loud and clear. We hear, get up. We hear, let it go. We hear, get up. We hear, let it go. Because there's greater ahead of us. So, Lord, we thank you for the grace that you've extended to each of us, that has given us an opportunity to get up and to get back in the game. This is our prayer. This is our plea in the strong, perfect, able, and dependable name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. What a powerful word. Get up and get back in the game. Man, I am just so blessed, man, by experiencing what God had for us to share on this morning. We would have been remiss if we did not allow that, if we didn't get that opportunity to hear that word that you imparted into the people on this morning. We thank God for you. Oh, Pastor Dixon, we really do. We appreciate
God bless you,
man.
You, man. Thank you so very much, Apostle, for having us.
Man, you're gonna be back again. We're gonna get a rewind.
Thank you so very much.
We're gonna be around two. It's gonna be around two. God bless you.
Man, that'll be my privilege.
As I was sitting here, minding my own self business, as you were talking, I heard God say this to me to give to you. He said, in this season of shift, he said, be prepared for these three type of people to come into your life. He said, you're going to have dimensional people, you're going to have seasonal people, and you're going to have situational people. He said, in this season of shift, these three types of people will come. He said, but watch this here. I'm going to give you the discernment to know the difference between the three. So when they get ready to part, he said, watch this here. He said, you're going to be able to be okay when they walk away because you knew that they were only going to be there for a while. Now watch this here. The dimensional people are going to go. So some of the dimensional people are going to go too. But he said it's going to only be after they depart, impart into you what you need in this season. He said because these people, they're there to only do one job. And he said before they could get to the point to where they think they're running things. God. He said he's going to help them find the exit. He said, because in this season, Pastor Dixon, he said, not only are you shifting, he said, but you're elevating. There are going to be churches that are going to come up under you.
God said there are churches that are going to come up under you.
Because the word that you have inside of your mouth, your word is not just a transitional word. Your word is a word that shifts the whole body. It changes financial situations. It changes family dynamics. It changes marital relationships. It changes the responsibility for children and for the parent to be a parent and a child to be a child. God says because you are invested in all of these things, God says in this season, he said, I can trust Dixon. My God. Trust Dixon with this next shift that I'm putting inside of him. This is the reason why the devil tried to make you miss this, Doc. Because watch this here. God is putting into your hands everything that you need. This next shift is going to require, God help me, going to require some finances. And God says, because you're faithful over a few things. Yes, God, yes. He said, I'm going to make you the ruler over many. He said, not only am I going to open up another door for another restaurant, he said, but I'm going to open up a door to where you're going to be able to get finances from the government. And this is going to be money you ain't even got to ask for. They're going to come to Dixon.
My God.
And
they're
going to say, hey, Dixon, we got this here for you, man, if you're willing to take it. You better rub elbows with some real good people. That watch this here. That's going to be, watch this, situational people. And the only thing they're going to do is they're going to come and they're going to drop some stuff off, and then they're going to ride out.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God said, this is your time and your season, Doc. He said, you've been doing this. You've been doing the right thing for too long for these people not to see and understand that the triumphant church is more than just a way to come in.
Yes. Hallelujah. We receive it. We receive it.
They discounted you for too long, brother.
Yes, Lord.
They discounted you for too long. God,
hallelujah.
You messing around here, you're going to mess around here, you're going to make something happen. Listen, you said that you have been discounted for too long.
My God. Hallelujah.
He said, it's your time and your season. And guess what? It's birthed purpose.
Yes.
It's birthed purpose.
Hallelujah.
It's birthed purpose.
Hallelujah.
It's time. It's time.
Yes,
purpose.
Lord.
Purpose.
Yes, Lord.
You walk on purpose.
Yes, Lord.
You teach on purpose.
Lord.
You preach
yes,
on
Lord.
Purpose.
Yes,
everything
Lord.
That in your whole being exuberates purpose.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
And he say it's done.
Yes, Lord.
He say it's done. In this season.
And we receive it.
It's done.
Receive it. And
yes,
we receive
sir.
It.
Yes,
and
sir.
We receive it. Let me just speak this blessing, apostle, over your life and over every listener who's on the air today. Listen, don't give up. Don't give up. Be not weary in well doing. Because the season to reap is closer than you think. It's closer than you think. Let me say it again. Your reaping season is closer than you think it is. You're so close to your reaping season that you can't give up now. It doesn't make any sense to turn around now. It makes no sense to let go now because you're too close to your reaping season and you've gone through too much to quit now. I wish you just tell yourself, I've gone through too much to quit now. I've endured too much to quit now. I've cried too much to quit now. I'm coming against that spirit. Oh, my God, calls you to quit, trying to cause you to let go, trying to cause you to question. Oh, my God, God's faithfulness. But let me tell you something. God has not abandoned. God has not abandoned his plan for you. God has not abandoned the prophecy that was spoken over you, but you must endure. You must endure hardness as a good soldier. You must endure hardness as a good soldier. You got to endure hardness with the praise. You must endure hardness with the fresh worship. You must endure hardness with the smile on your face. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Oh, my God. That means I'm not going to quit. That means I'm not going to let go. That means I don't care how difficult it may become. I'm not going to turn around. Let me just speak to the people right now who the enemy is trying to call you to go back, trying to call you to go back to some old ways, go back to some old dealings, go back to some old stuff. The enemy is trying to get you to go back, huh? But you have to make up your mind right now. I'm not going back. You must speak right now. I'm not going back. I'm talking about it right now. The enemy is trying to get you to go back to an addiction. But you got to speak right now. I'm not going back. You got to speak it right now. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to my old addiction. I'm not going back to old ways. I'm not going back to old people. Don't go back. If you go back, you might end up like Lot. If you go back, oh my, you can't go back. Don't even look back. You remember what you left. It's not even worth you looking back at. You remember what you flee from. It's not worth you looking back at. You remember what you escaped. It's not worth going back. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't look back. Don't go back. Don't think back. Oh my God. Don't retreat. You know what's behind you. You remember how it made you cry. Remember how it made you feel. Remember how it made you hurt. Remember, and don't go back. It's not worth it. The enemy's trying to get you to go back. He's trying to get you to return. He's trying to get you, oh my God, to go back to what God delivered you from. But you've got to say right now, I ain't going back. I am not going back. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Amen.
Care how hard it
Amen.
Gets.
Amen.
I'm not going back. Care how difficult it gets. I'm not going back. Care how lonely it gets. I'm not going back. Let me speak to someone right now who he's trying to get to go back because it's lonely. There's a lonely road, but you got to decide. I'm not going back. I don't care how lonely I get. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to an old abusive relationship. I'm not going back to it. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I don't care if I got to be by myself. I'd rather be by myself than go back to what things used to be. I am not going back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for having us on today.
Yes,
we certainly appreciate
yes,
it.
Sir.
And
yes,
and
sir.
We look forward to continuing this same vein in the very near future.
Yes, sir. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to let you tell about the church real quick. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you set among us today. Father, we pray that you will restore back into him that he has poured out God, we pray against every backlash of the enemy that would desire to come against his life as he preached this word, as he gave instruction to the people to get up and get back into the fight. Father, we thank you for the get up and go spirit that's inside of man of God, that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to it, to your purpose. We thank you for the man of God walking in your purpose that you have established in his life. Father, we pray that you would bless his wife and his family. God, we pray that you would bless his church, God. God, we thank you for all things being made well in the church and all things being made well, God, on the home front. And we thank you, Father God, for restoring, empowering, and strengthening him, God, for the race ahead, for the fight ahead, for the journey ahead. God, we thank you for making the pathway straight, God. God, as he walked through this battle, God, that he has to walk through, God, to become where you are called him to be. God, and we thank you for strengthening him on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen. Pastor Dixon, let the people know how they can get, how they can join your services and tell them about anything you got going on and tell them about the restaurant and all that.
Sure. All right. The service pass at The Chomping Church. We're located at 609 Little York Road, 609 Little York Road, Houston, Texas, right near Airline and Little York. Our service times are 8 a.m., and we do social distance, and we do encourage masks, and we do temperature checks. So we do in-person services. Also, we own two restaurants in the city. Both are called Seafood Heaven, and the one is located at 7473 North Shepherd, which is currently being remodeled and renovated, and we're about a week away from opening. And then the other location, which will be open tomorrow, will close on Monday, is 566 FM 1960, 566 FM 1960, Suite C, right near 45 and 1960. But you can always reach us. You can always reach us at The Triumphant Church, and we'll be so glad to have you to come join us and worship. And if the Lord leads you to engage and connect, we'd love to have you on board, and this is a church where we serve and we don't sit. God bless you again, Apostle, and I hate to run, but I have another appointment. But look, it's been a blessing and a pleasure being with you. Thank you for thinking of me and allowing me to share this experience with you, and I pray blessings over you and your listeners, and that God will, that God's purpose will be performed in every area of your lives. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you. We'll talk with you. We'll talk with you later, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amen. Amen. Pastor Tim Dixon. Pastor Tim Dixon. Very, 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 very powerful word on this morning. Those of you all that were listening in, I'm telling you, if y'all just jumped on and you missed that message, please make sure that you go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. You could get the message there. If you guys don't have Facebook, and you could go on to your laptop, your tablet, your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, and you could connect with us there by going to Blog Talk Radio and just type in Worldwide Gospel, and we will pop up. You'll see myself and my lovely wife on the cover of that spot, and you can click in and just look for today's message. Pastor Tim Dixon's name will be in the inscription of the message. And I tell you, today God really moved by his power and by his strength. We thank God for that opportunity that was extended to us on today. We're just excited that God would have that, have his way on today. We love having that experience on there. I just want to make sure that we acknowledge, I have online with us as well, one of the guests that will be coming on this month as well. None other than Pastor Clarence Linton is on the air with us this morning. I was hoping that I could get him to say something. So I'm gonna see if you want to say something. If you want to share just a little bit with us, we got about maybe 15 minutes left. See if he could come on in and close us out in prayer, and we'll leave a door open for him to come on in if he wanted to come on in. I'm gonna go ahead and pull him off of listening and bring him in. Pastor Linton.
Amen.
Pastor Linton, you're there.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We
enjoyed the pastor this morning. What a word of God. I tell you, my heart was filled with joy. All hands on deck. And I just tell you, my cup is running over. You know, I'm just so elated to hear the word of God, the prophecy that is now going forward, and letting everyone know that you got to give up and you're on the team, all hands on deck. And this is what we need to know now. We're living in a time where you just can't sit down. You got to get up and get busy doing God's work. I tell you, this Man Up conference has been the tip of the iceberg. And Apostle Douglas, we thank God for you, for the worldwide broadcast here today, because this is a rhema word for right now. Amen. And the prophecy that it went forward, God is doing something great in the land, even in spite of the pandemic and things that are going on. God wants us to know that he's in control. And I'm here today to say to all of us, no matter what the world may say, God is in control. And so today, these two men that have came forward with the words of prophecy have told us what we must do. And it's only one thing left to do, and that is to be obedient to God's word. For the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, because God has given us a word. And that word will go with you always. Before one tittle jot, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will forever stand. Take God's word and go with God's word. The woman that was found in the very act of adultery, she was given God's word. And the word was, go and sin no more. You might still be what you was in the old past to other people, but when God gives you a word, take his word, because nothing can change when God gives you a word. Father, we come. We thank you for the worldwide broadcast. We thank you for Apostle Douglas. We thank you for Pastor who preached this morning. We thank you for giving us a roadmap, a way to go. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your guidance and your strength and power and peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, Father, as we pray, there are different trials and tribulations all over this globe and different parts of the country. Lord, there are some places that are just now hearing about you. God, we want them to continue to be strengthened through this broadcast, that your word will forever stand. Thank you for getting into this young man that took what you said and made this happen through you. The healing is now taking place. The word is reaching around the globe. And God, we take no effort of your glory. We give you all the glory. We thank you for what you're doing. We lift you up high above every name. And God, we will stand on your word until eternity. Lord, they're sick, they're viruses, there's trouble, trials, prisons, all kind of things that are happening now. But by every knee shall bow this name. Every knee shall bow. And every word will stand by this name. And Lord, right now, we pray a blessing on this broadcast. And we speak finance. Lord, open up hearts of people that will pour into this broadcast, that will give into this ministry, that it will continually face, because time has been, won't be no more. And there are lives that are leaving by the millions every day. And this man you touched, and woman of God, to reach this globe, to a dying world. And now, God, we ask that you have given him the chosen word and what to do. And now the peoples of God must provide it through finance. And we speak a word now. Every nickel, dime, dollar, and millions come now. So this man of God can stay relevant in this time to bring the word of God to the people. And we speak peace, blessings, and understanding, the wisdom of God. And these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I love you, brother.
Amen. We love you too. We love you too. And we appreciate you so much for sharing with us on this morning. We want you to know that we are thankful. We're grateful. We're very grateful for the opportunity to connect with you and just to have you share. We look forward to in a couple of weeks, where he's going to come on and he's going to be able to give y'all the whole roll. He just gave y'all a little tea taste just a few minutes ago. He just gave y'all a tea taste, but we're excited about him sharing with us on the weeks coming ahead. But we want to also extend to you this opportunity to those of you all who do not know Christ. We want to extend to you this opportunity. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There are those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. You don't know Christ and a pardon of your sin. What we want to do today is extend to you that opportunity, extend to you that chance to receive him. And it's very simple. We're going to pray a quick, simple prayer, and we're going to reintroduce that word that I just read, Romans 10:9. And then when you feel the unction in your heart to receive him, just go ahead on and lift your hands. And once you do that, we will most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, want you to connect with us. You can do so by connecting to us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, or you can connect with us on our Facebook page of the Abba House. My wife and myself, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. You can connect with us on there, and you can let us know that you want to be a part of the body of Christ, and we will be glad to, receive you as our members of our church. Listen, so let us pray, quick prayer, just a very quick prayer, and we'll give you the three keys. Gracious Master, we thank you for this opportunity to pray for those that are under the sound of our voice that wants to know you and the pardon of their sin. Father, our prayer today is, God, as we extend this invitation to them, that they receive it unto themselves right now. God, your word says to us in Romans 10:9, this is your opportunity. Lift your hands, those of you all who want to receive Christ. Romans 10:9 says this. He said, if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. So, Father, we thank you for those that are receiving you right now as their Lord and Savior. Now, Father, there are those that are under the sound of my voice that's still on the, in the valley of decision. They're still on the fence about making that decision. Father, we pray for them. Our earnest prayer for them is, God, that you give them grace. God, grace for this opportunity. God, that they don't, that this opportunity don't expire on them, God. God, that they have this opportunity to find you while you may be found. God, and we thank you for doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, let me share this with you. Those of you all that received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is what I need you to do. Find you a church home. Find you a church home. Get into the church, a Bible-based church, a fired Bible-based church that has the Word of God and that's preaching the Word of God. Get you a Bible. That's your next thing. Get you a Bible. Get you a really good Bible that you can read to give you the instructions that you need. And the next thing you know, next thing you want to do is make sure that that individual, that person that is preaching the word, the one that's over your life, the one that is, God has given rule over your life as your pastor, that you walked in and say, I'm going to allow this man and woman, God, to be my pastor. Make sure that their life reflects. Watch this here, what the word said. That's the reason why you need that Bible, because they life needs to line up with that word. Amen? Amen. So please make sure that you govern yourself accordingly to the announcements that have been prepared for you on this morning, as they say in our Baptist church. Those of you all who would like to share on this morning, please feel free to go to your Cash App. You can Cash App us, and you would, by doing so, you can go to $ and it's WGC, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to paypal.me/worldwideGC, and you can also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You could give in any of those aspects as well. Those of you all who would like to send us a gift, you could do so by sending it to our address is 1000 Greens Road, and that's in Houston, Texas, 77060, and the apartment number, the box number is 1809. That box number again is 1809. Again, that is 1000 Greens Road, box number 1809, and that's Houston, Texas. And that zip is 77060. Those of you all who would like to send your gift to us, thank you guys so very much. We appreciate you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Remember that in the midst of all that you go through, God's hand is there. He's right there with you. He's not letting you go through it by yourself. I know it seems like it, but he'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. He is right there with you. God bless you. Thank you guys for being a part, and we ask that you will continue to be a part of it. Continue to like and share the broadcast, like and share the phone number that you guys can call in and continue to receive the blessings that God has allowed us to be able to share with you on this morning. God bless you guys. Thank you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church.
what his plans are,
let us turn
to what his word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
From the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead.
Amen.